Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in. This is the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm the Welsh. Chris Welsh. That is the Bog Man, arch nemesis of Swamp Thing. One day, the duel will happen. A fight to the death. The Bog Man or the Swamp Thing. Who will survive? We don't know. Someday we will. Welcome in. It is the Enzos, brothers. It is right towards the end of the baseball season. Fantasy playoffs, you're at worst in the maybe like first round. At best, you might be in a two-week championship. You're in some capacity in to the final countdown and the final throws of the fantasy baseball season. So beware, and we will try to help you beware as possible, because we could sit here and do the show that we've always done, but as I was telling Bogman, it's fun to speculate on all the names and stuff, but guess what? One player can ruin it all. They can ruin the
whole
thing.
Might be Merrill Kelly for a lot of people. Gave up 7 runs today.
Might be that, you know what? Merrill might be the reason you're not out here in 3 weeks and that you're out here in 7 weeks.
Yep. Yeah, it looks more and more likely by the day. So at least, when Torrey makes a good managerial decision, the Mets crap all over him for it. And then when they clap back at the announcers for the Mets, did you see any of this?
I saw a lot of it, yeah.
Then they lose both games immediately after that and look totally stupid. So
I told my son, by the way, about you coming, and he was like, oh, my God, Bogman? And then I was like, so he's either coming either in 3 weeks or in the beginning of November. And he's like, I haven't seen Bogman in like 8 years. And I'm like, buddy, that's not true.
How old is he?
He would have been 3. And he was here before, he was in this current house before he moved. And he's like, oh yeah, that's right. And then he looked at me, he's like, November's so far away. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's less than 2 months. I'm like, what are you talking about? But he's very excited that the thought of seeing you in the near future.
Nice. So. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, as long as they don't like, you know, when I'm getting my house fixed, they're not like, oh yeah, this is going to be way more money. You know, as long as that doesn't happen, I will be out at some point in Arizona in the near future, within the next 2 months for sure.
Yeah. I'm setting up an autograph signing for Bogman when he comes out too. So if you want to get your autographs of Bogman, Carl's Jr.
Which
bags,
Carl's Jr. are we going to?
Alejandro Kirk cards. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of stuff in the works. Maybe some big sexies, you know, we got some stuff. We're going to do an autograph signing. We're going to do some big things. Come on out to see Bogman selling auto tickets here in the near future. We are prepping you guys however we can. We're really going to just be talking about the latest round baseball. Any of the little quirky things, we're going to look at two start pitchers, this weekend's pitchers, what the last 7 days of hitters are, if we can find a few things. But like I said before, yeah, be careful. We were kind of like dancing around this. I did CBS on Wednesday night, and even off air, we were talking about this. And when you get on air, you know, we all have these different, it's like, you're the streaming guys and who do you like and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, unless you're in desperation mode, this should be the pickiest you've ever been. Cause it is cool. And it's like, oh, look at that guy. Like, he might be good towards the end, but that one guy, that one start, can, you can be chasing your tail for an entire week, or,
you know, if you're in weekly lineups and stuff, not going with safety nets and playing huge upside can really blow up in your face. So you got to be careful, and we'll just try to talk through as best as we can because it is almost over. And actually, this Thursday show, this is the last of the Thursday shows as we are going to be going to one a week. But I will say in, I think, 2 weeks, that's right at the end, I think, we'll be doing our early mock draft and we'll be filling that on our Patreon. So if you are a part of it, you're going to be notified. If you're not, go to inthisleague.com. You can sign up today and you can be a part of the army. You can get access to the Prospect Dynasty update, which I'm hoping is going to be, I put a little bit less emphasis on it because it's like the back end of the year, but I'm hoping to have it here on Friday. The prospect list is, I think, good for now. The Dynasty list is what I'm currently working on. So I'll be posting that. Going to have early offseason ranks and tons more. Get in the GroupMe rooms, hang out with us and celebrate baseball all season long as we do it in this league. .com And you could potentially be a part of that mock draft, which it'll be a slow mock, and then we'll break it down on the show, which should be interesting because, you know, there's a couple of those out there. The one that Bubba did, and I think there's even like that might have been actually a money one. I don't think that's a mock. I think they said that's like a live money draft. You know what's interesting? I don't actually hate this format. They do this, I don't think they do it 100%, but there's like a draft or two they do during first pitch where you draft part of the draft in November, and then you come back and draft the rest. So it's like you draft the first like 10 rounds or something like that. Or
I think that's what they do during first pitch is you do.
That's what I just
like,
said. The first pitch.
I thought you were saying just a random draft in November. No. That is definitely what they did because, and I remember, I think the reason for this happening, I remember our boys, Jesse Sevier and Ryan Barwich were in one of the live drafts. It was taking like 5 hours and they're like, we're just going to have to finish this up
was
another
an auction?
Time. Yeah, I think it might've been an auction, but it was taking forever and everybody else was out at the fall league games. And they're like, can we wrap that? We want to go to the games. Rather, that's why we're here.
You know what I would rather do than do an auction during first pitch? I'd rather take 40 ibuprofen and then do it again right after. I literally anything. I can't tell you. Maybe I'm in a mood today. So maybe auctions are like the thought of an auction right now is physically making me mad. It is physically making me mad about sitting there and it's somewhat annoying betting one more dollar and it's an hour and a half and I have two goddamn players that I overpaid for. Oh my God. Like it is making me upset thinking about the auction right
now. It's so funny. Like,
4 hours from now, this is where I'm going to get everybody because I got all the money. It's going to be great.
You do a draft and someone takes a player right in front of you. Like, ah, come on. But I feel like you get over it. If someone puts a dollar more on Welsh's player when he's down to 1 second, it is the same as spitting in his face. He hates it so much.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Bite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Bite Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Much. I love doing it to you so much because
it's
you
like
hate
Steve Buscemi.
But
I'm just like, put it on the list. I'm just like putting my lipstick on my face. And
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I'm like, all right, I'll remember that. All right, Barwich, I'm coming
that
for you.
I did not bid that guy. That's, yeah.
God, I hate Adam Sandler. Just, right now, the thought of an auction physically makes me sick and angry. But it's also like I love drafting, but, and I know I'd be like, oh, auctions are everything. That's fine. And I've said this a million times. If I played in one or two leagues, or if I was like the guy.
How about a slow auction, though? How about one of those?
I'm totally cool with this, because that's not the point. The point is being stuck for 4.5 hours and wanting to kill myself for two of them because I can't do anything. That's the problem. And I'm frustrated. Like, if I were, and I know there's plenty of you that are like this, and this is fine, and I might be like this. If I just was like the guy that I'm like, well, I'll go like 10 FBC and let me show you all my NFBC teams. Okay, cool. If that was me and then I had one home league that was an auction, that would be fine. If all of my investment was in that, that's fine. But it's not. It's invested all across the board. And to be honest with you, auctions like a week before the season start are even worse. So that's why November.
We just did one of those. That's why, you know.
It's fresh in my mind. Exactly. Like I'm all about drafting in November, even as degenerate as it is. But
it's got to be regular draft.
I can't even tell you the things I'd rather do than do an auction during that time. So if I can take part, I might take part. I have no idea what I'll be doing during first pitch, but it should be fun. I'm going to maintain myself today.
Relax.
I caught myself almost say like 3 or 4 different things. And it's just like, let's take
relax.
A breath.
Take it easy. You're on third street.
I'm acting like I'm a Red Sox fan right now because the Red Sox fans, you forget how many people in the space are Red Sox fans until something prominent happens. Hen Blim was fired today. Hen Blim was let go. And Red Sox fans are like, this is it. I saw our buddy Brennan Tuma from Underdog was like, I spent way too, I uncovered this draft and wrote this. I mean, it was probably like this angry diary book of greatness, by the way, because Brennan's a great writer. But it was like my thoughts on this. And I was like, oh, my God, I forgot. It's like there's like Shelley and there's Eric and there's like Jeff Ponce and it's Brennan. There are so many Red Sox fans and everybody is lamenting this situation. You would think this was like the commissioner being fired when it's just the operating guy for one team. It is dominating everything right now. And it's like, all right.
Remember how much you hated Dave Stewart? Remember how much you hated Kevin Towers? You know what I mean? Like, when these guys were in charge, it made our lives miserable. So, you know, to see a guy go, I just.
Very true. And I'm not trying to be dismissive of it.
No.
More saying like, whoa, you forget how many people are Red Sox fans until you see article after tweet after tweet after article and you're like, oh yeah, we are in a dominant space of this. And Blum was a very controversial piece in the Red Sox space because of absolutely the fumbling of the Mookie Betts situation. I know it makes Red Sox fans sick to their stomach to this day and what this
like Atlanta fans
like
for Freddie Freeman, even though they're doing great and they have the league leader in homers and he's going to set Matt Olson's going to set the Braves franchise record in bombs, I think, with his next homer. You know, they still like Freddie Freeman was a fan favorite and they totally screwed that up. And that's why Freeman fired his agent. It was a big mess. So,
but if the Red Sox had an Acuna, I think this would be a bunch of different situation. They traded their Acuna and that was bad.
Devers.
And that was the I don't think anybody cares about that. I don't know why. Devers is fun. But Devers is just sitting over here. Devers is the type of player that Red Sox fans, you'll hear them talk about him most when he's gone and not when he's on the team. Like Mookie Betts was one that everyone's
got to have some playoff success to get respect in Boston. I think that's really what it is. You know, have an enormous amount of playoff success to really get respect and bring multiple championships now. Because that's the bar. That's the bar that, you know, Pedro and Poppy and that whole team, Petey, they all set for Boston. So
you said Petey Pablo?
No, Petey, Dustin Pedroia, Petey.
Remember Petey Pablo?
I do.
The rapper?
North Carolina. Wasn't that Pete Papa? Up,
take your shirt off. Spin it around your head like a helicopter. Yeah,
helicopter. That was South like Carolina, right after high school.
Come on, raise up. This going to you. This one's a who. What, here we go.
Welsh really remembers it.
It's coming to me. It's just starting to come. Yeah, yeah. This is like me being a Red Sox fan and having a Bloom take. I'm just going. I'm like, ugh. But no, I mean, it is a very big story around baseball as well. We'll see. I don't know what implication it has to really anything in what their focus is going to be. But I know really maybe the best thing is like a quarter of fantasy baseball is happy today because of all the Red Sox fans are happy that Bloom is gone. And I think it's a sign of relief, and it happened right towards the back half of the year. Some other news and notes. Max Scherzer going to miss the rest of the regular season due to a teres major strain in his shoulder. So bye-bye. He is gone. He had been kind of stankin', and the Rangers are on a free fall. I was about to do it, but I decided not to.
Come on. Just do it.
I'm free.
There it is.
Bop, bop, bop. Free falling.
And
Rangers are free. Yeah, they're free falling.
I'd never hear that song like on the radio or anything. But I use it when someone is dropping ranks in the mock draft episode. So I have it saved. Tom Petty.
Okay.
Pre-fallen. So
shout out Tom Petty. There you go. Tom Petty.
R.I.P.
Max Scherzer and the Rangers, they are a tumbling down. So Scherzer, I've done it twice. So I'm not going to do it here. But I've been having lots of conversations about these type of pitchers we'll have in the offseason. But I actually think it's kind of freeing, to be honest with you, at this point. Sure, it stinks. But if there's any form of viable pitchers out there, at least you just don't have to be like, well, I got to put him out here. And then he just goes and gets blown up because he's been super inconsistent with no rhyme or reason to it. He is out. We know Sandy is out. Wanted to point out, I kind of said this, we almost like went past it on CBS last night, but there's an MRI for Sandy Alcantara that revealed a UCL sprain. I think he had thrown the other day, but like multiple sources, I think including Craig Mish, had said, like, be careful this, because we're waiting to see what type of tear this is. If it's a mild or a severe tear, because a severe tear leads to the thing nobody wants. So there is a slight potential that we could get the worst news for Sandy Alcantara, and we are Alcantara-less next year. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's all good. Monitor that though. More aces just falling like rocks right now. We got what looks like most likely the last most impactful prospect. I say that and some craziness is going to happen. Now, here's why I could be completely wrong about that. The AA season ends on Sunday. So that's done. That could open up an opportunity for a team like, let's just say, the Orioles. Well, I guess he's in AAA, so it doesn't matter for Jackson Holliday. I suppose it could open up a AA guy coming up, but the AAA season goes till the end of the season. I just don't think so unless there's a big injury and someone's trying to pick up a few games. I think Heston Kjerstad is the last of the big prospects.
Can we play this back 3 weeks in a row, though, for you to say, I think this is probably the last of the big. I mean, it should be.
But he's not like in the Pete Crow range, I guess. So I guess I should maybe be a little bit more specific. Like, of the elite guys, there's only one other that stands out in my mind right now.
So, like, to what number is elite? 20, 25? 15?
Well, I think like elite is like 10, but let's open it up to 20. There are two players that jump to mind. Jackson Merrill. But why would the Padres do this right now?
Right.
No reason. The other one would be Colt Keith. There's no reason. That's why. I mean, if they want to like play manipulation, then don't bring these guys up. If there's no room to get them major league. I mean, I tend to think if a guy is going to be vying for a starting job next year and you have, even if you're not in it, give him some time, give him some run right now. Why would you not? But it could be about like the whole Zuber 2, blah, 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 blah. So that might be, those are the other two guys. The next globby tier, that was kind of Kjerstad. And that's where he was. We were kind of waiting because he's had a phenomenal season. He's hit over 300, hitting 298 in Triple A. He's got 20 plus homers. He's lowered his strikeout rate. He's been he's just got big EVs. He's hit, in the last calendar year, he's had two inside the park.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Mark Homers is kind of a bigger guy, won in the AFL, and he had one earlier this year. I just dig Kerstad, and I think he's kind of fun. The only bad news is Ryan Mountcastle, who got hurt, he had an MRI and it came back clean, and he is not a candidate for the IL, which was reported today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to just be like, soya, and kick him back, or if he's going to have much run. But I think like the guys that were going to be impactful, Evan Carter, he's fun. He's worth owning right now. Mauricio's worth owning. I wish Lawler was. Like, did Lawler do anything today? The Diamondbacks are getting their little pee-pee stepped on, so they're not doing anything. He's not playing. He hit two the other day doing nothing. It's trash. In redraft, you cut bait. Like, Mauricio, Carter, even Pete Crow Armstrong is kind of tough right now. I just think defensively he's put himself in a good position. So this is just pure speculative, deeper league type of plays. Your normal 12-team people, I don't think so. Unless it's any keeper type of thing. I'm not trying to go and jump to the wire to get Kerstad. And I would be fine dumping most of those rookies at this point.
And if you're in a non-bidding system, or if everyone has already exhausted all their money and it's basically like a, waiver system at this point, do you want to burn your priority on one of those guys, or would you rather do it on like a two-start pitcher for the next week? Or like just a pitcher that has been good over the last month, because they're all dropping like flies right now.
Yeah. One of the things I would be preemptively thinking about as well is if you do have someone that's kind of like sitting around with like an injury tag or whatever, and you've got a good hold this week, I'd try to make my offensive hitter, even assuming daily leagues, pick up this week. So I have all of mine for pitching next week. You kind of want to have that for, you want to have that ace in the hole for pitching on your last week or in your championship run, whatever it is. If you need to, if you screw up with ratios or you need to try to play for a couple more strikeouts or whatever it is, I would try to fit those holes right now. And the problem is, it's like, there's just so many guys. Like, this was a fascinating one last night. They asked me, Frank had asked me like, hey, would you drop, who the hell was it? Would you drop, Sean Murphy, who hasn't really been playing every day, and there's, little struggles that here and there. But like, what incentive do the Braves have right now? Would you drop him for Mitch Garver, who Mitch Garver has been on fire playing every single day? And I'm like, absolutely, I would. Like,
yeah,
this is the time where you're making big moves. And Scott had talked about dropping J2 Romuto for Garver at this point. So, I want to make those decisive decisions now for what I'm going to do as far as hitting goes, and then be reactive to pitching next week, because guys are going to have like starts pushed and players are turning into like these multi-inning relievers now. Like, I think you just need to be on your heels for relief pitching.
Yeah. Weren't you talking about how, or Scott White, I think, was talking about it on the CBS pod about how, Christopher Sanchez looked amazing, but they talked about piggybacking him for the rest of the season as well, which is just like, the guy's pitching so well. He just struck out 10 Braves.
I know.
Like, why are we piggybacking that guy?
Because I was talking up Sanchez, and it is a good point. The only thing though, is what I kind of was pushing back with is you're right, but maybe you need to start looking at these situations of like, okay, do you want some subpar starter because they're a quote starter now, or would you rather go with a guy that, yes, it is piggybacked innings for the ratios, and maybe, just maybe, if they did piggyback Sanchez with Michael Lorenzen, what if Sanchez is on the back half of that Lorenzen start and Lorenzen goes 3 or 4 to start, and then Sanchez comes in for 3 and he's in line for the win,
right?
Or maybe even a 3-inning save could be on the docket if Lorenzen were to go 5 or something like that. So I don't know. I just think you can play some long inning relief for ratios with guys like Chris Sanchez, because he's been insane.
I just really hate the idea of let's sack these guys, because if Sanchez does give up two runs, it looks way worse on three innings than it does on five. So it's just, it's frustrating, but that's the time of the year. You know, I've talked about this for a little bit, and I know people don't want to hear it, but maybe the end of the fantasy baseball season should be closer to September 1st than October 1st. That's
I think a lot of people are moving into agreeing with that. And I know like Scott's approach is every like playoff matchup is like a 2 week matchup.
Yeah.
So they go earlier and they play 2 weeks, you know, in a very like, I always think that's funny, because I think that's the most roto way to play head to head, where it's like, we want to take out all the because someone asked me that same thing, and they're just like, well, it takes out the blah, blah, blah. And I just want to be like, but that's not the point of,
but that's why you play head to head, is for, you know, for the excitement of it.
I suppose in real life, playing the seven games is a very roto way to play playoffs versus football, which is one and done.
Right,
so
right.
I guess I can, but you are given a full week still. But back to your point, maybe to kill some of the variances to play the 2 weeks, or like you said, you just move everything up a little bit. And also, I 100% next year want to do our home league exactly how you did it this year. I thought it was fun
Half
roto, one half head to head.
I think maybe we reverse it, though. I think maybe head to head for the longer stretch and roto for the playoff stretch, I feel like might make it more fun, because if you shorten that roto time, I feel like roto becomes more fun as well. And you're also shortening, you know, maybe we have a first half champion. Maybe we do like first half playoffs as well. And then we do roto for the second half. So Barwich and I have been like throwing some ideas back and forth on that.
I liked how it went. I think if you're going to do roto, well,
you're going to win. So yeah, you like,
well, I don't know if I'm going to win. I won roto. I won the roto side of it.
Guys,
I don't know
if he's already got money from it. So of course he likes it.
I am vying for to get into the championship of head to head too, for that. But no, I would argue that if you're going to pick one of them to be longer, I want that to be the roto. So you can stretch the roto out. I can deal with shorter in head to head, because all you got to do is have six good weeks or whatever the regular season. And then if you're good enough and you make the playoffs, anything could happen. But there's lots of ways to do it. I guess maybe the bigger point is like, if you're just a traditionalist in baseball and you play your one or two home leagues and stuff, cool, that you have fun. But I think it is always important to maybe like look over how, so you don't burn yourself out and like start to hate it and be like, oh, find different ways to have fun. And whatever that is for you. You're so sick of being the guy like, oh, I'm just so good all season, I get knocked in the playoffs, I think I'll play roto. Try playing some more roto, or try to play some points.
Whatever you're going to do, just don't be a crybaby. That's all I want. Like, just don't, you know, you can make a complaint once or twice, but if it's the same complaint over and over and over and over, just go away. You know,
yeah, well, 100%. If you sit there and you just complain and complain, and you're like, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's like, well, you're a crybaby. You're like a huge crybaby, because now you're taking your toys and you're going home about it. Like, figure something out. Like, have some more fun with it. And sometimes your fun has to be like, oh, I can't play in this league, or I can't do this or whatever. But, you know, manifest destiny. You know, make it happen for yourself and manifest your fantasy baseball destiny is what I'm getting at.
Right.
I would love to manifest Shohei Ohtani to play in the goddamn games right now, because I have him head-to-head, but he's not going.
He's not going.
Yeah, but then pull the ripcord. Like, let's be done with it.
I agree. There's nothing. There's nothing I can say.
Snip,
like,
snip. Do your thing. Whatever you're gonna cut. Whatever.
Put him on
snip.
The IL. I mean, they are holding out every hope. Not only did they not trade him, now they won't even stick him on the IL. They're like, nah, we'll just hold an empty spot for you. You can play whatever you feel like. It's fine.
I feel like they know, like the Angels owners playing fantasy baseball, and they're just like, don't put Ohtani on the IL.
He's not setting his roster every day. Is that what you're saying? He left Ohtani on the bench and won't put him back in. That's what's happening.
I had one of those days where he was going to play, and I popped him on, and then they're like, nah, just kidding. We put him
LOL, back. LOL. Yeah. Look at how many people started him.
Look at this dumb idiot. He put him in. And the least surprising news, Jazz Chisholm left Wednesday's game with right knee discomfort. I don't mean to make light of it. I don't want him to be hurt. I want him to be successful, because I love him to death. He's one of my favorite in-person baseball players to be around. But he played 82 games.
Cover of MLB The Show. He's a great player. 82 games. Is Jazz Chisholm Byron Chisholm. Buxton? Chisholm. Is he Byron Buxton 2.0?
It's trending. Yeah. Who's more injury, Stanton or Buxton at this point? Who exemplifies walking injury?
Ooh, I mean, I think just I don't know. I think in the history of games, doesn't Stanton have to have missed more? Maybe not at this point. I don't know. It's got to be close.
So
Stanton's
what?
Just bad now.
Is so, Stanton Vader, Buxton is Anakin, and Jazz Chisholm is Ahsoka?
Well, you're trying to relate this to me here? Is this,
yeah,
is
I'm
this
trying to put this in relation to you. Yeah, so yeah. Jazz is Ahsoka is what I'm getting at.
I guess. I don't know. It's that
then
got a
O'Neill
deep
Cruz is O'Neill Cruz is
Ezra because he's missing and we'd never
what's
see him.
What's the girl? The girl.
Sabine.
What's a Sabine? I can't say her name.
Bussing. Yeah. Thank you, Grandpa. Yes, it's Sabine. Right.
Bussin? What's a bussin' girl? The bussin' chick.
All right, so. Bet. Yeah.
All right. Sure. I think I related that to you though, properly.
Sure. Yeah. We got it all. So
So Jazz is still the one. Well, by all that though, I mean, Ahsoka's amazing. So Jazz is still amazing.
Ahsoka
so.
Is amazing. I look.
You gonna draft
him
next year?
No. That was gonna be my next thing. Is I think that you guys know how I am. I don't like these guys that miss multiple weeks. And in football, I don't like. It's not even the guys that are hurt all the time. It's the guys that are always questionable. Which is it's more annoying than the hurt guys. At least like with Jacob DeGrom, you knew he was out. He's done. Goodbye. See ya. We're not gonna see him again. You know, with Jazz, it's like all right. Let's put him in the. Let's bring him back. Oh, it's too soon. Now he's back. Let's bring him back. How many IL stints has this guy had this year? 5, 6? I mean, it's incredible how many he's had.
More IL stints than weight I've lost this year. So yeah. I would.
Whatever he lost, I found. So
he's a big L for me. And that, I was thinking about this.
Performance, he isn't an L though. He's a good player when he's out there, but he's never out there.
Yeah, but this is like I was just like, oh, Jazz number one second baseman. Like, shut up, idiot. Like, it's so stupid. But also, like, what do you think is where? And this is the thing I think fantasy baseball analysts have to be careful of, because I think when you take your shots and you're wrong, and I think it makes people become more and more conservative and just hold to that conservative nature. And then is it worse to have, it's like a love and loss. Is it worse to have loved than lost and never loved at all? Is it worse than to have taken your shot and been wrong than could be completely out on a guy for an injury-based reason like this and then them dominate and you have zero shares and you were just like, no thanks. Like what is worse?
I think it's worse to have that guy and he doesn't play. So
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I would rather be stupid.
No, I'm not saying you're stupid. I mean, everybody takes a risk. And there are certain players where I will just block out my normal, you know, hate for injury. Stanton was one of those guys for years where I usually hate the injured guys, but I know this guy can hit 70 if he plays all the game. He has so much power. It's unbelievable. But, you know, he never played enough games to do something like that. And now he's just not good. So, you know,
got it.
Doesn't matter either way.
Stanton is Palpatine.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league
is cooking.
And then Buxton is Vader, and then Jazz is Vader. Anakin.
Well, Vader is Anakin, so what are we doing?
Oh crap. No, Luke. I meant Luke when I said
Luke.
That
okay.
Luke.
All right.
So Jazz is Luke, but then Luke doesn't turn bad. So then so Jazz changes it all. See how I did that? Jazz changes the direction of the Force because that's the new pairing.
All right. I think we're explaining midichlorians now. I think we're getting a little too deep into the weeds. So,
but what's the flying whale about? That's what I really want to know. What is the purgles? What talk about purgles, guys?
Why do you sound like a redneck?
There's a purgle. The
can I shoot him? Give me one of them things. Give me my.
Oh
gun,
no! The purgles coming. Get him!
Oh my God! It's purgles. It's coming right for us.
Come on, boys, get them purgles. That sounds like a bad word too.
We're whaling on the moon.
I don't think we can say Purgle. I don't think we're allowed to say that. Christian Yelich, missed five games in a row with some back soreness. So he was backloading those injuries for us. Yu Darvish done for the year with some bone spurs. So
I think Yu Darvish just wants out of San Diego. I think he does not like being there anymore. So,
okay. Well, he signed a big old contract to stay there forever for all the money.
I know. But I mean, just look at his body language. He looks miserable.
Well, yeah, he got bones that are sticking out.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Maybe if I was in pain constantly, I would also look miserable.
Yeah, so, purgle sticking out of your skin, you'd be like, oh, I gotta
get this purgle out of here. You don't belong in here, purgle. We don't like your kind. I'm killing the Welsh with this.
I'm dying, man. Injuries. Brett Beatty left Wednesday with some groin soreness. Speaking of groins, Yandy Diaz left because his nuts were contused.
Dude, the testicular contusion. When I saw it,
I didn't think of it just being a hit. I went to Chris Snyder. I thought his balls fell out and got all cracked and stuff, and people had to pick them up like Chris Snyder. Chris Snyder's balls were fractured.
I mean, what? How do you cast that? Like, what do you do with it? I don't know what to do. Just rest and rehab? Do you just sit on ice all day long? Is that what it is? Like, I mean, how do you fix that?
Yeah, and Yandy played like the next day. How did he contuse his nutters?
Well, I mean, you know, you start wearing a cup every day. I can tell you that much.
Is he not wearing it before?
I think a lot of guys don't wear it. Most of the time, you're not going to get hit in the nuts. Like, the catcher is the one that really needs it most days.
You think, like, if that happened to you, you'd be like, just say it's lower body pain. You know, you'd be like, don't say like my nuts are hit.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really care. You know, I think everyone saw what happened. They're not going to be like lower body. Yeah. What part of your lower body? That's like, it's like saying blood disorder, Welsh. Just say what it is. Like, if you're going to give us one part, just tell us.
Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, I guess his nuts are okay though. So, you know,
if you have to miss a game to get warts removed, maybe lower body injury in that case. But, you know, if you got hit on the field of play, people are going to know what happened.
There's an advertising opportunity out there. I'm just saying somebody needs to step up to the nuts and help Yandy out. There's some definite opportunity there. I actually,
was he
going to
start selling corn nuts? Is that what it is? Or is it,
cups. It could be boxer briefs. It could be an actual nuts, like anything. There's a lot of nut opportunities. Mr. Peanut, just put Yandy on there. Like, I'm just saying, I mean, if I was his agent, I should be an agent. I'm thinking of, I want to make my guy's money. He just hit the family jewels. So I'm trying to like
protect
some money back. I'm trying to protect. Exactly. I told you about Ryan Mountcastle. Kenley Jansen was placed on the COVID list. A little COVID going around right now. Nolan Gorman was placed on the 10-day IL with a hamstring strain. Jose Miranda out for the year with a shoulder surgery. So hopefully he can get back to not being good next year. Jamer Candelario was placed on the IL with back soreness. Not great for the Cubs. And Jose Siri was placed on the IL with a hand fracture. So
it's all good news late in the season, right? I mean, everybody's breaking down. It's not a surprise we have more injuries now than ever. Another reason why maybe you want to shorten your season, but
end in April. Why not? Just end your fantasy baseball season.
All right, calm down.
Don't start the first month because nothing works. You play between April 15th and May 28th. That's a season.
I'm not campaigning for it, and I know there's purists out there that play to the end. I have been one of those in the past, right? So all I'm saying is that there's multiple things that could make it easier for you. It's just ending in September 1st is easier. If you want the hard game, you want the long road, go all the way down to the end of the nitty gritty. I don't care, but
you sound like the DFS people. You sound like a DFS person. We're just weekly. By the way,
I'm not running a political campaign here. None of my leagues do that, by the way. The ones that I make, not a single one does that. I don't, because I know most people don't like it. Yeah. So I don't.
But Bogman is the harbinger of fun right now. He's like, we shouldn't play Thursday night football games. People in the live chats on Fantasy Pros are like, hey, buddy, you trying to take football away? Bogman's like, baseball's bad at the end. In the beginning, we shouldn't do preseason.
Baseball is bad at the end. Baseball is fine at the end. Fantasy baseball gets more difficult at the end is what I'm saying. But yeah, Thursday night football sucks. Watch the game. It's going to be terrible. These guys are not ready to play on 3 days rest. They're tired. It should only be after bye weeks.
As long as my bets cash, that's all that I care about. The only last thing I just want to throw out, it looks like, no surprise, Julio Urias is getting that wander treatment, taking down banners, and he is being removed. He's a free agent, so it's probably not that big of a deal, but they're like, ah, let's start this a little bit early. Let's get all this stuff out of here.
What teams in Korea need a pitcher is my question. So
ain't going to be here.
Soya.
Not going to be pitching here.
My main question is, what is up with your IG?
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about stuff and things. We're going to talk about some weekend pitchers, who's on the docket for next week, and who's been hot over the last 7 days, if you need to point to some hitters. And we'll do it right after this.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
You can find ITL on Underdog Fantasy. Did you know that? Promo code ITL gets you a 100% matchup for $100. You can be playing some underdog right now. You can do a little football and some baseball action together. You could do all one sport in the Pick'em contest, daily drafts. Go do it and use the promo code ITL. Hook the boys up. What do you want to start with? You want to start with hitters? You want to start with pitchers? What would you like to start with?
Well, I only did pitchers.
So well, I have some hitting stuff here. Some hitty stuff here. You want to get that out of the way?
Let's do the hitters.
So some hitties. Here are some players. I'm going to just rattle off some guys with zero science of understanding what the percentages are looking like right now of guys that maybe you could look at if you are looking to pick up some bats. So your hit leaders over the last 7 days, Mike Yastrzemski is tied for, you know, a bunch of guys. It's like fifth or something in the most hits. I actually picked him up in one of our leagues, our 16-team leagues. I needed some outfield help. He has got 10 hits. Only one homer, which isn't super great, but he's not striking out a bunch. Three walks, hitting .556. He's just getting a little bit of run right now. So that might be someone you want to take a look at. I also have, and we can pair this up, I have the hitter chart next week. He's got 6 games. There's only a few that have 7 games. I'll actually rattle those off here in a minute. And those games are at Colorado for 4 and then at Arizona. The Arizona ones, though, theoretically are up against Gallen and Kelly, unless the Diamondbacks maybe want to screw around and do something because these guys are falling apart and playing like crap. Maybe they don't, but he's got 4 games against Colorado right now. So maybe Mike Yastrzemski, if you're looking for a little bit of outfield help. I would say Elhurst Montero because he's on this list. He's had 10 hits also over the last week, but Nolan Jones is like the best player in baseball, better than Mike Trout, better than Acuna. And Chris Bryant is back.
I know. I heard you guys talk about him on CBS. It was like, do you remember him? Scott White was like, no, who is that? You know, 6% roster for Montero on Yahoo, 20% for Yastrzemski since he's been hitting so well. So, yeah, and Chris Bryant being back is awesome. But I mean, like they said, let me ask you here, because next year. Are you going to be back on the Chris Bryant bandwagon if he finishes off the last 3 weeks well here?
Yeah, we talked about, I mean, like, if he's cheap, Scott had an interesting comp. I mean, we're Bellinger, just trying to, like,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, if you're trying to, like, piece, like, similar situations, like, maybe Bryant is, like, next year's Bellinger. It's a hitter-friendly environment. I think Bryant struggled with a lot of injuries. If I get him cheap, I probably will simply because he's in Colorado. But, you know, this past year, it was like, what, like, 115 or something. I'm going to have to get him around 175 post 200. That I will. And the problem is if he ends really hot, he ain't going to be that cheap. Cause it's like, oh my God, look, the last month he hit 6 homers in Colorado and hit .350. Like people, that's enough for people.
For their draft price, you know, not straight up, obviously for their draft price, Jazz or Chris Bryant.
Jazz.
Still, just the talent's too good. Okay.
Yeah, well, because Jazz is going to be a lot cheaper. He's going to be a lot cheaper.
Well, not cheaper than Bryant, but yes, cheaper overall for sure.
Because he was going in like the 30s or 40s. If I can get Jazz like 75 to 100 and Bryant is at 200, Jazz is still a really good player. He just is always hurting himself. Bryant also always hurting himself, not remotely as good of a player as Jazz Chisholm. Maybe he'll bounce back. I'm interested in the buy, but... you know how it goes. Robbie Grossman been hitting .300 for the Rangers some because that Rangers team is just decimated. 2 homers in his last 5 games, 7 RBI, 7 runs as well. 6-3 walk to strikeout ratio. Little OBP bump, hitting .400, hitting in the primary spot for Texas when given the opportunity.
Is this Garver? Is that who he said?
Robbie Grossman.
Oh, Grossman. Yeah, dude. Grossman goes through these runs. This is why last year before the season, I was all over taking him in the last round, and then he started out so cold and was terrible. But yeah, Grossman goes through these little spurts where he's so good. So yeah, if he's hitting hot right now, go ahead and pick him up.
The A's have been pretty hot lately. I know Bubba's been very big on a lot of these guys. Seth Brown
has been unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Seth Brown, as far as hitter, 3 homers he's had over the last 6 games played, hitting 400. That might be a guy you want to look at if you're trying to chase some more power. Zach Galifianakis is still out there. He might have been cut. Davis Snyder might still kind of be out there, and his crazy inflated BABIP is still running. 3 homers, hitting 250 over that time. Those are like, we're talking about like the bats that I think we're really comfortable with, because people might be like, well, you know, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? What do you think about Everson Pereira right now? Nope. He's hitting under 200. He stole 2 bases in 1 game. He has been wildly inconsistent. No thanks. Like, that's not a rookie that I'm interested. Parker Meadows does not have a hit in his last 17 plate appearances. Those are rookies that can kick rocks, and they're also kind of stolen base guys. If you're looking for more stolen base guys that are eligible right now, you're probably looking at Bryce Terang. He's getting some time. He's got 3 stolen bases in his last 6 games. He's hitting almost 300. Jacob Young with the Nationals. He's not hitting a bunch. He's under 200, but he does have 3 stolen bases. These are some hitters I would probably look at if you are chasing certain categories outside of more well-known players that are not, I'm assuming are not on this list, like the Nolan Jones, like Chris Bryant's of the world. Those would be some of those. Here are your game look for next week. I didn't do this ahead of time, so I'm going to live do it. Your teams with 7 games next week: the Baltimore Orioles, the Chicago White Sox, the Cincinnati Reds, the Colorado Rockies, Detroit Tigers, that's 5, Miami Marlins, Milwaukee Brewers, Minnesota Twins, New York Mets, Jesus, New York Yankees, and
so who doesn't have 7
Texas
games?
Rangers and Nationals. There's 12 teams with 7 games that are going down next week. And oh, I didn't even realize this. The Boston Red Sox have 8 games because Monday, or this is Thursday. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. This is over the next 7 days. So that's including today as we're recording. So I'm giving you a little bit of a misnomer. This is like Thursday, Friday on, as I'm looking at this. Let me see. Can I do this? 18. Yeah, let's look next week. Sorry, because that was kind of a lie. So this is starting Monday. Here we go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Yeah, take you with us and move on. Whether it's a championship next week or it's just another 2-round, I know some people are going to move on to like a 2-round championship, however it ends up working
out. Like I've always said, play to the end of the year. Never stop playing baseball.
Don't even play.
Include the fall league. Include the fall league in your league. Just bounce over to that. I'm sure someone has a system somewhere where you can play it. Do it all.
We actually do an ITL.
Go to your kids' little league game. Keep stats.
We have an AFL like best ball league that we do, where we get to draft, I think it's like 10 or 12 of us, and we draft 3 players. You have 2 players and like a bench player that you can bring back in if a guy like leaves. And I was first place the first half, but then I had stupid Lawler who left, Brendan Davis who left, and then I was stuck with like Austin Martin. And that was
Team was too good. Players too good. Quit playing. Team was too good
for me.
That's right.
So we are going to do a little bit.
They dismantled the Welsh. That's what happened.
They did. So maybe we'll do some more. Maybe I'll do like even a bigger AFL thing. But go over to inthisleague.com if you guys want to be a part of all the fun, all the stuff. Check out the ranks, get in the GroupMe rooms, And you can know that you are supporting us, which we appreciate you guys doing that in this very, very short left baseball 2023 season. One episode next week. It'll be early. We'll prep you for the week. And then that following week, we will probably be doing the slow mock draft, which will be going through the results and stuff like that, which will then be followed by, like, you know, a little small break. And then we'll be really back at all the action.
Pretty because quick.
Arizona Fall yeah. League is, you know, we'll probably take like 2 weeks off into the Fall League or something like that. Maybe we'll return right before.
Depends on if the D-backs make the playoffs or not.
Yeah.
So but on how
those will all be rank-based episodes, and we're going to be talking a lot about that. We might be doing some early NFBC stuff, but Prospect One is going to be going on, which if you guys want to check it out, James Anderson from RotoWire is on talking about the end of season ranks. He's on Prospect One, which drops Friday, and I will be doing probably one or two more end of season things, trying to get the P180Ps in, and the Fall League is less than a month away. It's like 3 weeks away. So I'm pretty stoked about that. And I'll have a lot of coverage on that on Prospect One. Otherwise, you guys know where I am. CBS on Wednesdays, Rates and Barrels only on Mondays for the next couple weeks. And Fantasy Pros Monday, Wednesday, Friday through the end of September. And then we take another little break again. But I might be doing some Dynasty content on Fantasy Pros. So be on the lookout for that. At Is It the Welsh, at Bogman Sports. We are out of here. We love you. Goodbye. Win things. We'll talk to you soon.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.